This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. Kingdom Ministries Incorporated was created for the purpose of clearly and simply talking about the Kingdom of God, which is future, literal, real, and coming soon. And I'd like to have you get a Bible as we share from the Word of God today. Get a Bible and a piece of paper and a pen or pencil so you can write down some of the other passages that we might be referring to. Today is the second Sunday in Advent. The second Sunday in Advent. Advent is a season for preparation. The Advent means coming. And the first Advent of Jesus was His birth. And we celebrate the birth of Jesus in this month of December. It's not known for certain exactly when Jesus was born. People give their estimates. But the fact remains that we have a day set aside that we honor the birth of Jesus, for Jesus had a real birth. God has always existed. Jesus had a literal beginning. He was born in a manger in the stable, of a virgin named Mary, and this is the season of the year that we honor that birth. Jesus was born for the purpose of saving His people from their sins, and this was God's way of striving to redeem man from the dilemma of sin that he found himself after purposeful disobedience of eating the forbidden fruit from the wrong tree in the Garden of Eden. Since the Garden of Eden, God has been using different individuals. He's used the patriarchs, and He used the prophets, and He used the kings, and He used the judges. He used different individuals to get a message to mankind that you need to turn around, you need to change your ways, you need to focus on God, Yahweh, Jehovah, the creator of the universe. And finally, in these last days, as the book of Hebrews expresses, God is using a very unique individual, an only begotten son, Jesus. That is His name. And Jesus is God's anointed one. Anointed one in Greek, and the Greek word for anointed one is Christ. It's Christos in Greek. It is Christ as we pronounce it. In Hebrew, the counterpoint word for Christ is Messiah. Jesus is His name, and His title of the Anointed One is Christ or Messiah. We're going to be looking at the book of Malachi for part of our lesson today. As this second Sunday of Advent, we look into this second and third chapter of Malachi, I'm starting with the last verse, verse 17 of Malachi 2, because when the Bible was written, there were no book chapter divisions, and there's a continuation of thought here in this text. And verse 17 of chapter 2 of Malachi says, "You have wearied the Lord with your words. Yet you say, 'How have we wearied Him?' In that you say, 'Everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and He delights in them.' Or, 'Where is God? Where is the God of justice?'" And the dilemma comes to fruition, and an answer is coming in the next verse as the answers to this begins to appear of one individual, someone special who's going to be righteous, who's going to be understanding, who's going to be just, to be able to answer that and show the difference between what is righteous and what is unrighteous, what is good and what is evil. We continue right on into Malachi 3, verse 1. It says, "Behold, I am going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come into his temple, and the messenger of the covenant whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts, Who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, like a fuller's soap. He will sit as a smelter and purifier of silver. And he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, so that they may present to the Lord offerings in righteousness. This is speaking of one that is going to come. A messenger is coming. As I mentioned a few moments ago, God used patriarchs, he used the kings, he used the judges, he used the prophets to focus the people's attention back toward God, but all to no avail. Finally, he's using a special person. He's using his only begotten son. This final messenger that is coming with a message of hope and redemption of a better day that is yet to come is none other than Jesus the Messiah. The righteous get frustrated when in the 17th verse of Malachi 2, and the statement has been made, you've worried the Lord. You've worried the Lord with your words. We ask the question, well, how have we worried God? And the answer is because we say that everyone that does evil is good in the sight of the Lord. And that's false. Everyone that does evil is good in the sight of the Lord and he delights in them. Or where is God in justice? And we ask those questions. We try to portray to people we meet that despite their evil life, they're good in God's eyes. Now, God loves people. God loves every individual, but he detests many of the acts that we commit. God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. And this is the reason Jesus was born, to ultimately die for sin, die for all the sin that ever was, past, present, and future. Jesus died to pave the way that we could have eternal life. Jesus died for sin. And there's a day coming when he is going to come again, and this time without sin and unto salvation. But Jesus came this first time as a baby. Jesus came, he was mortal. He was a man. He was a human being that was born like we are. And Jesus lived among men. He suffered the things that we suffer. He was tempted in all points like we are tempted, and yet maintained a sinless life. But according to Hebrews, the 5th chapter, and there's a very fascinating passage here in Hebrews chapter 5. I'd like to have you write that down and go back and check it out. Jesus was sinless. Jesus did not commit sin. But Jesus was not perfect. And I say that because he had a flaw. The flaw Jesus had was he was mortal, like we are. But through obedience of doing God's will to go to the cross, to die for sin, God raised him back to life, and now today, Jesus is immortal. And Jesus is perfect. He can no longer die. He is alive and alive forevermore. Now, Jesus had to fulfill this role because God cannot die. God could not die. And that's why, in order to redeem you and me, God had to provide a perfect sacrifice that could fulfill the need of a perfect sacrifice for sin. That was Jesus. And Jesus lived a sinless life, but he was not perfect until he was made immortal. Being capable of dying is an imperfection. You and I have that same imperfection. We are human. Jesus was human, fully human. He was God's only begotten son, and God made him immortal when he raised him back to life. Jesus is a messenger that's coming, that's going to rule in righteousness, and he is going to be that individual that in righteousness will be the one that purifies. He will, he's going to judge in righteousness. He's going to be able to see clearly where we don't see clearly. God has a unique mission for Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is going to be on Jesus as he rules and reigns in this coming kingdom that is going to be set up. Jesus is coming again, and he is going to set up a literal kingdom on the earth. And God will use Jesus. Jesus, God's agent, will be the one that will rule and reign for the 1,000 years spoken of in the book of Revelation chapter 20. And during that time, you and I, as resurrected individuals, made immortal, changed individuals from mortal to immortality, from corruptible to incorruption, will rule and reign with him. That's going to be a glorious time. Today, we honor and celebrate the first coming of Jesus, the baby born in a manger, and with anticipation, look to the day when that baby in a manger, who grew into a man, followed the instructions of his father, lived a sinless life, went to the cross, died on the cross for you and for me, took all the sin of the world upon himself, and suffered, died, was then resurrected by his Father God Almighty 3 days later, and today sits at the right hand of God in heaven as our high priest. What a glorious message. What a glorious hope we have. May God bless you as you consider these thoughts in preparation for being God's servant.